Follow Radio Citrix on Facebook.
Well, are you guys on Instagram?
No, just Facebook.
Twitter?
No, just Facebook.
TikTok?
Just Facebook.
Snapchat?
Just Facebook.
Tumblr?
Just Facebook.
Blogspot?
Just Facebook. Coming up this hour.
I guess I'm going to say something to the people of the radios forever.
And
I'm in a spot where it was absolutely hilarious. My name's Tyler.
Also,
you were saying that China's sticking up islands all over the ocean. They're artificial. They made them.
And don't forget,
you know what the best part is? Being able to eat poop.
And more.
Welcome.
Yes.
Florida, the man
is the house.
Hello.
YTMND Bill.
Hello.
See, there you go.
That's
no good.
I have mixed feelings about that.
Well, it's no good.
Well, I want to pay homage to YTMND Radio Citrus's roots, but it's just gotten so bad now. I've said that for 3 years, but like every time, it's like bad has a new, worse definition than what it had before, you know. I think
it's like there was this like old philosopher. He said, "So if the universe is a certain size, and you can get to that like barrier, and you can shoot an arrow over it, then it must be bigger, right?"
Exactly.
It's like so if that's bad, but I can see how it can get worse.
Yeah, except you're shooting the arrow lower and lower. You know,
or into more crap and into even worse crap.
Yeah, I mean I'm just clicking here. Album TMND Suzanne Supremo soundtrack. Yeah. I'm not going to figure out what that is.
To a Western made JRPG.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or Mass Effect.
It does have a Mass Effect type sound to it.
Gosh!
I have this track associated with like 3 o'clock in the morning on a work night.
Yes.
Because it was like I jumped through all the hoops of what I wanted to do, which my point of playing Mass Effect was I called my guy Three Girlfriend Shepherd because I wanted to break the game and have him have three romances. I knew it wasn't possible, but just to try anyway. Every time my character had a chance to talk to Liara or Tally or that one girl who worked down on the main floor.
Oh, you mean the space racist Ashley?
Yes. No, and not just Ashley. There was also the girl's like, "How can I help you, Commander?" She hung out by the elevators. But anyway, my guy would.
Oh, you're talking Mass Effect too. You're talking Kelly. What's her book?
Yeah. My Shepherd pushed them all up to the point where they were like ready one more move and they would be his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
But then being the player he is, he never pushed the button on any of them. So, Three Girlfriend Shepherd.
That's your style. That is you. Get them interested, show them the goods, make them interested, and then pull away because I'm afraid.
Yeah, don't go to the girl. Wait for the girl to come to you. No, but the map was key because I wasn't fighting the battles to fight the battles. I was fighting the battles to try to hurry back to the next cutscene where I could advance these relationships one step more. And so the map was always like 3 o'clock in the morning thinking like, oh.
What do I have to do now so I can unlock the next tier of, you know, tier of possible actions.
Exactly.
So we can move this forward. I like that it was more like Shepard was trying to get laid.
Exactly.
But had to fight aliens in order to open up that, not the other way around.
Which, if you think about that, don't you think that's a bit more realistic than he just altruistically killing aliens?
Now, trending on Radio Citrus.
Trending, that's cool and hip, right?
Fantastic on the front page of Reddit this past week. Somebody's throwing a yard sale, and I'm just going to throw this out here as just a plug, because I think it's fantastic.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Next Sunday, come on down to 173 Farini for the best and cheapest garage sale in town.
It's the Everything's a Dollar sale.
Where everything is a dollar.
This is just fantastic.
I just love the guy who, like, he's too far away from the mic, but also terribly excited. He's like,
"Action!"
Sunday, 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 everything is $1! $1!
You're distorting even though you're 6 feet across the room, you know? No, it's just YouTube gold. Something that's just good enough to be enjoyable where the bad production quality isn't detracting from it, but yet still bad enough to make it just genuine platinum quality humor, you know?
Really? If we're selling it, you can buy it for $1! These speakers, $1!
The guy's sitting there sitting on top of like a PV amp for like an electric guitar.
This snowboard, $1! This complete organ valued at $1,200, $1!
Hey, look, they made the deal very clear. Also, so, okay, go play the video and then I have some questions. Play the video.
Well, because I want to know, is this a, just, were they making the video to be funny? Was it like a Rhett and Link type YouTube channel thing that they're not actually having a yard sale?
Are they making fun of yard sales where people are like, yeah, we're going to sell you all this stuff that we could just sell on eBay or Craigslist.
Exactly.
For tremendous amounts of money more, but instead we want people to come to our driveway?
All the way out in San Luis Obispo. It's not even close to anyone. And maybe that's why they think they can get away with it, is they think, oh, this thing, there's no way this is going to go viral, and there's no way people are actually going to show up and try to buy our organ for $1. I don't know.
Little did they know.
If I could sell this house, I would, for $1! This might sound like a going out of business sale. It's more like a going out of our mind sale.
And they actually cut through, like, yeah, you know how you have a grand opening, there's like a big piece of paper, and then people like run through it?
Oh, yeah.
They did that in their own garage.
Three of us are moving out of this house, and we need to get rid of this stuff. So if it's cheap or valuable...
Where did Satan come from? Like, we need to get rid of it. Right now, sacrifice a virgin. What?
Stuff.
So hey, at least they didn't do inverting the colors. You know, people will
indeed,
do that.
That would have been
if it's cheap or valuable, it's selling for $1!
It started out as a joke, and it just kind of snowballed, and now we're doing this.
Good explanation. Good. That's history, and now we know.
Not the cutaway interview, which, again, I don't know. Did they do it just as a, you know, to be funny? They have this little cutaway interview, but they don't really intend to do any of this? Or is that kind of a candid confession that this, I don't know.
Our president promised us change. We'll give you change for $1. We're in it to make tens of dozens of dollars.
The good honesty. Loved it.
Was that $144 or something like that? That would be dozens of
That would dozens. Be literally a dozen dollars.
So 10 dozen would be 120 bucks.
Sure, yeah.
All right. You know, it seemed to me they should just sell the organ on Craigslist for $200 and then just put everything else in the dumpster or out on the curb as with a freeze sign and call it good. That'd be a lot less work.
Cheap memories with this TV, $1. This outdated Mac computer, $1.
Oh, that is outdated. You remember the old Macs that had the like half basketball base and then there was this flat screen on a stick?
Were
those from like 2002 or are they even older than that?
I don't know.
They're pretty old though.
This quaint hat, $1! Want this old stuffed animal snake we've had for years that we nicknamed Hissy?
Of course you do!
There's your Satan again.
Satan's back. So maybe Hissy is Satan.
I'd buy that for $1.
Oh, there you go. Now you have, what movie was that? Not Ghostbusters, RoboCop.
I'd buy that for $1.
I'd buy that for $1.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd buy that for $1.
So come on down to 173 Farini in San Luis Obispo on Sunday, May 24th at 12:30 after church.
He assumes. Good people, all right? That's fine.
I got to rewind that.
After church.
And they're doing a conga line.
Yes, because that's how people leave church.
People say money can't buy happiness, but on May 24th, you can buy happiness, an ice cooler, some scrap wood, and a yo-yo, each for just a dollar!
How much?
How much?
For a dollar!
Dollar. How much?
For a dollar!
Yes! I mean, everything about this video is just so terrible. I think that is fantastic. Well, huge shout out. 102,000 people watching that video in 24 hours. So I hope they have a good turnout at their garage sale. I think everything will sell out pretty quick. You know, if I had nothing better to do this weekend, I'd go to that.
I mean, look, how long does it get there to drive 10-ish hours from where we're at?
Yeah, it depends how fast you drive, you know, how bad the traffic is, but... Yeah, you got all weekend. It's a 3-day weekend. Drive back Monday. What'd you do this weekend? Oh, I saw some YouTube video for every yard sale where everything was a dollar. Would you buy anything? No. Just went.
And you know what? 10 years ago, that would have been ridiculous. Nowadays, it's sort of like, actually, that doesn't sound like a bad way to spend a weekend.
But we got nothing else to do. It's like, oh, yeah, look at my big income and a mortgage payment I have to make with it and my three children that I can afford. Like, no. Like,
wow, that's cool. I went to go see guys who were selling stuff for a dollar.
If you look at the YouTube video, they don't have that much stuff in the garage. I mean, if I see the shot, they've got this crappy old CRT TV. An organ, a twin mattress, a snowboard. It looks like a love seat, like an old leather love seat. Headboards for the twin mattress, so probably the box spring set maybe somewhere. Some posters, one of those crappy lamps from Target that has like a lamp on top and then like a little flexible lamp halfway up. You know, what else is here? A chair for the... dining room, assuming that doesn't belong in the dining room, a folding camping chair, a cooler, a disco ball, assuming that's...
Folding camping chairs? I need one of those.
You can get one for a dollar!
Oh, just $1. And Hissy.
And Hissy the Snake. I could buy Hissy the Snake. It could become the official Radio Citrus Hissy the Snake mascot, but... But speaking of people who have nothing better to do, how would you like to be in a slow speed chase by the LAPD?
Sounds delightful. I think they have one of those, like, what, every 15 years?
Yeah. You know, well, the OJ one was one of the most famous ones. That was slow speed because they were going about 35 miles an hour down the freeway. How about try walking speed? It's started in Reseda, made its way over to Encino. And it was so slow, people were standing on the side of the road with their cell phones out, including these kids here.
Mayor.
So the car is going walking speed. It's still a block away. There's a helicopter in the air.
What do you think he has, like 3 stars?
They're not shooting at him yet.
Okay.
But... he's been between the traffic signal and us. He's still driving down the street. He's going really slow, though.
Like, slower than idling?
Well, no, a little bit faster than that. But, well, he might be just, he's got his hazards on. And I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cars. There's a guy out on the street doing a selfie.
It's slow enough to selfie.
Okay, as he's driving by, I see the sign. It says, "Victory, war over, we win."
Oh, is that like 3 separate statements? Victory, war over, we win.
Well, there's no punctuation. There's no way to know. But did you hear that a second ago? The cop actually chewed out the guy taking the selfie. Told the guy's wearing a suit. All he's doing is he's taking a selfie and then just kind of to the guy, like, shrugging his shoulders, like, "What the heck, man? What are you doing?" You know, and the cop...
What's he going to do? Run me over slowly?
Yeah, cop not having any of that, telling him to get off the street. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 police cars. The last one doesn't even have his lights on.
I think everyone gets it.
The cop has his arm out the window. He just... No biggie.
Shoot his tires out.
So why didn't they, you know, stop him?
Well, I think, you know how you have, imagine a dad who has a teenage daughter.
Okay.
And he's used to being the foreman at the, you know, construction site and not putting up with crap with his workers. So when his daughter turns 13 or 14, she's like, "Dad, I just can't believe you." He's like, "Listen here, Missy, I'm not going to put up with any of that in this house." And of course, she's devastated. She cries to her mom, "Dad's mean." You know, so after years and years of finding that just is not an effective way of dealing with emotionally crippled teenage children, your just dad eventually learns to just be patient and just kind of say, "Well, they're going to act like a brat for four more years, but then they're off to college and they're somebody else's problem." You know, I wonder if LAPD has kind of gone through this evolution over 50 years.
Instead of actually, the riots were probably the time when they're like, "We're going to get involved and we're going to solve this problem."
Yeah, because
air quotes over solve. But
you go back to 1965.
Okay.
It's a hot August week, you know, and police officers arrested a black man for drunk driving, and riots broke out because of that, because of some probably racial problems between white police officers policing a black neighborhood. And like a week later, four people were dead, 1,000 people were hurt, 4,000 people arrested, $40 million in damage, you know, and they got, "Oh, oops, that's not good." So that was fine till 1983, when there was another small riot. And then 1988, when there was another small riot. 1990, when there was another small riot. And then 1992, oh man, the whole Rodney King thing. It's like 1965 all over again, you know?
Repeat.
Everything on fire, you know? Hey, around that time, weren't the Lakers going for a three-peat? Repeat, three-peat. But, you know.
Well, L.A. sure was, if the Lakers weren't.
I mean, L.A., you know, they'd pull the baton out. They weren't afraid to beat you, you know. So I think after everything, all the nonsense they've been through over the years, I think they've learned to just, but that's so fascinating that their policy is, we will chase you till the end, no matter how slow you go.
Like, "Oh, we'll chase. Doesn't matter, but we'll chase." Gotta stop sometime.
Victory over. Our victory, war
victory
over.
War over, we won.
We won with no punctuation to know what it means. Victory war. Over, oh, we won.
I don't know who we won is, yeah. But it was over them.
At least he wrote one out rather than the number one.
Which he could have to save space and maybe could have put some punctuation, but I like his commitment to proper spelling.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic looking poster. It's, you know, a piece of poster board. Passenger side of his car. It's a white piece of poster board with blue stars and red letters. Very patriotic, you know. A guy's given the V victory sign out of his convertible. It's like some crappy old 90s Mustang, you know. He's you know, if you got to go down, you got to go to jail for some reason. That's the way to do it.
It's not the worst way to go.
No, yeah. It's going to get some attention. A little piece of L.A. nostalgia here. Hip-hop was new in the 80s, and people didn't like police brutality, especially the police had this brand-new toy they were so excited about they were using on the war on drugs. What if you had a tank, but instead of it shooting, you just used the, like, long part to, you know, punch a hole through someone's wall?
In New York, it's coming. In Detroit, it's coming. In L.A., it's coming. No, it's here.
Well, what is it? The Bat-a-Ram.
The Bat-a-Ram.
Which is funny because isn't it called a battering ram?
Yes, technically, but...
That's such a hip-hop term, then. Turn a battering ram into a Bat-a-Ram.
I mean, it flows better.
Two right in their hands and they don't need no crew. They say they're sick and tired of snatching down bars. Cause all the tow trucks is making it hard. And by the time they get in... to your pants, you done flush it down the toilet. And now they're mad, and so they mad as hell. Take you to jail, but you out the next minute, cause you post bail. And on the very next day, you say, "What the heck?" You get a letter in the mail, and it's a VA reject. And you're jumping up and down, cause it ain't no case. And to the police, that is a waste. But yeah, rock man, you'll see it soon.
Been in law school there.
Here's that, you'll hear a boom.
So DA reject. I never even knew how the criminal justice system worked well enough to understand
but
how that
now
works.
Now we do.
Yeah, so apparently if you live in a neighborhood where you have to keep flushing your rock down the toilet and the police are mad because they have no case and the DA has to reject it, you just got a lesson of 101 on criminal procedure. So, you know, that's like second year law school stuff for free, simply for living in a really bad neighborhood where they have to batter-ram into houses. So,
therefore, if you want a good law degree, move to a bad neighborhood.
Batter-ram. 323.
Radio Citrus. Live in the ghetto.
Exactly. Hey, you know, save some money. 323-920-9590. Coming up, your calls, and we'll also talk a little bit about blind dates. Now, maybe you're a woman.
Maybe you're female. You're probably not.
Just fantastic. Nothing wrong with that. But odds are you're not. And maybe you're lucky enough to be in a stable relationship. But probably not. So we're going to talk a little bit about blind dates because, you know, I had a buddy of mine who, while he was in college, his grandma met some girl at the bank who... And she's like, you would be perfect for my grandson. Let me get your phone number and you can take her on a date, you know? And, it didn't turn out well. So 323-920-9590. This is Radio Citrus on Q959 FM.
Thanks, Grandma.
The house that YTMND built.
This is the chopper!
Radio Citrus.
Hey man, have you tried the voice text in the new iPhone 6?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Especially with things that don't normally work with regular text, like sarcasm.
Hey boss, can I have a pizza please?
Or if you want to sing a message.
Or just getting around words that are really hard to spell.
Can I have a pizza please? Can I have a pizza, please?
Hello, Pizza Express Park Square.
Hey, buddy. I have a triple cheeseburger and a large fries, and do you sell pants?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
What kind of pants?
I have something to tell you. I'm not quite sure how to say this. I'm fat.
It's like taking candy from a candy-hating baby.
Radio Citrus.
I hate you.
323-920-9590. You know what that number does. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Radio Citrus.
Uh-huh.
You guys rock. You are
yes!
so awesome.
Yes! Did you hear that? We rock.
Yeah, you don't even know how cool you are.
Oh, I think I got an idea.
Prove your coolness for me. Another time.
Okay.
By answering this question for me.
What's
if
that?
You can. Okay, so I was walking by a TV that was playing news,
mm-hmm.
and they were saying that China's sticking up islands all over the ocean. They're artificial. They made them or something. I didn't really understand what they were talking about. Something with an American airplane, and they told them, get out of here because China's building its island or something.
Huh? What does an airplane have to do with an island? Airplanes and islands don't mix. They tend to go all Gilligan on you.
I don't understand. Please, help me out if you can. Help me understand what's the deal with these islands. Because I didn't know we could build our own islands.
Well, sure you can. What's an island made out of? Dirt? So if you take dirt from someplace else, like a mountain, and dump it out into the ocean, you get an island. That's not really artificial anymore because, you know, if the volcano dumps the dirt into the ocean as opposed to a bulldozer, yeah, it wasn't naturally occurring, but it's not like the island's made out of plastic. I don't know. Maybe these Chinese ones are.
Maybe we can't. Maybe only China can. Help me understand, please.
Oh, no. On the contrary, we have some pretty famous artificial islands. I don't know what they are. I need to... Here, you keep talking. I'm gonna look this up here.
Tim, what's the deal with these islands? Because I didn't know we could build our own islands. Maybe we can't. Maybe only China can. Help me understand, please. And thank you again for all that you've done, all the good you've done in my life, Radio Citrus. Thank you again.
Life-changing.
Have a wonderful day.
We're life-changing. Goodbye. Okay. So artificial islands, None of the really big artificial islands are in the United States. Now, I do know we have some. If you go to Lower Manhattan, where the World Trade Center site is or was, you know, when they dug for the World Trade Center and for the new one, the it's so close to the Hudson River that as they dug down, it filled up like a bathtub. So they had to basically dig down and build it with concrete like a bathtub, but to keep the water out, because basically across the street from the World Trade Center as you head west used to be ocean. It was river. And somewhere along the way, and I don't know if it was the 1980s, 1970s, I think it was when they dug for the original World Trade Center site, they dumped that earth across the street and created the World Financial Center, space for an all-new high-rise complex that was an artificial island. So I know a lot of that kind of stuff happens in places where land is really valuable, but honestly, where in the United States is land that valuable? Miami, I think Star Island and some of these like perfectly, if you go to Google Maps and type in Star Island, it's a perfectly oval island because Miami Beach is a desirable place. But Manhattan, that's valuable. So there's some artificial islands there. And but other places, I mean, off the Oregon coast, why would we build an artificial island when we've got all of Oregon, you know? So, but a few artificial islands that are notable are Hong Kong's airport. Check that out sometime. 10 square miles of dirt dumped to make room for airplanes to land. In fact, of the top 10 largest artificial islands, most of them are airports. In Japan, another one in Japan, and a third one. It's in Japan, then there's Hong Kong. So, the Chinese ones aren't really hitting the radar as being all that big. And I am actually surprised that China would make artificial islands in part just because they have so much land. But you know what's totally ridiculous is the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, where they were dumping sand into the ocean to build like luxury neighborhoods because heaven knows there isn't enough other places that you could build in the United Arab Emirates. But the problem they were having there was the ocean would come and wash the sand away, funny enough. So some of those projects kind of got canceled. But anyway, Toby should be joining us back here in a moment. Let's take some more calls here. 323-920-9590. I got a bone to pick. I don't want you monkey mouth. I'm sitting in my throne again. I'm mad, but I ain't stressing. True friends, one question. You know, we're kind of in a drought of good hip-hop, but Kendrick's actually got something pretty good out now.
Look, I like that he made the point. He's mad.
He's mad.
He ain't stressing. But and that is an stressed. Important fact. It's okay to be mad. But when it gets at you, when it digs into you, like, that's not good. That's not good. But, like, it's okay to be mad.
Yeah. Well, and he actually went down to Compton to tape the music video. So, you know, you see him,
nice of him
hopping up and down on the roof of a flea market that went out of business. So, called the Compton Fashion Center, believe it or not. Real fitting name. But speaking of places that have had bad luck in the commercial retail world, going to, I believe, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, excuse me, where a Hallmark store has been robbed.
Now a brazen robbery caught on camera. A high-end Hallmark store in Fort Lauderdale.
Hold on. High-end Hallmark store? Okay, number one, Hallmark stores are a thing. They were a thing. Maybe they were. But, like, high-end? What are they selling? Statues? Like, here, I got you this brass statue. Sorry, your mom died.
Like, well, it's high-end because it has a huge markup. You know, the card or the little statuette cost $2 to make, but they sell it for $59.99 because it has flakes of 24-karat gold, you know.
Thank you, China.
You know, it's funny. You mentioned, too, that they were a thing. I was driving by. They were demolishing Mervyn's.
Oh, yeah.
And inside Mervyn's was a Hallmark store. And so it was just kind of funny to see, like, they'd gutted two-thirds of this Mervyn's. And so you could see, like, they'd ripped it open, and you could see the inside of it. And there's like the Hallmark connections or whatever sign still up.
Weird that that died.
Still, the suspects were armed with hammers, and they managed to get away with hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Are we talking about the same Hallmark store? Or are those, did they just get away with 1,000 cards that were overpriced? Like, oh, this one has a dog peeing. That's hilarious. Yeah. Let's rip off 10 of these.
Local 10 News reporter Andrew Perez live now with a video you will only see on Local 10 News. Andrew.
Which is true. You're not going to see it on Radio Citrus, that's for sure.
It's audio, but still.
And the hunt is on. This crime literally happened just a few hours ago. And the thing is, I mean, look at this place. This is actually a really busy shopping center. And even that didn't stop a group
No. This is not a high-end Hallmark store. It has the regular old Hallmark logo on it. So I don't know how. I have a hard time believing there's $100,000 worth of merchandise inside that store, period, if they clean the entire thing out.
Or better yet, was it hundreds of
hundreds,
thousands,
maybe even thousands of dollars worth of inventory?
There you go.
Yeah, maybe the anchor just read it wrong.
Targeting this family business here.
Bold and brazen, that's what these criminals were. Walking into the busy Coral Ridge Mall, into a Hallmark store with a hammer, and going right for the display cases, paying no mind to employees.
What do you put in a display case at a Hallmark store?
Emotions.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'm buying a Mother's Day card, but I've been really crappy to my mom this year. So instead of getting her something from the 49 cent cards, and I really want to get her something really special, like a card that says that'll undo a year's worth of crappiness. And money is no object here.
Better yet, a card that says, "Hey, mom, the guilt trips have finally begun to work. Great job. Took you so long."
Yeah.
Now that's with a little less malice than my voice conveyed.
Well, on top of it, why would a Hallmark store sell anything of value, even if I still don't know what it would be, but like the statuette that costs $59? Hallmark stores are a place you go when you think, it's this person in my life, and I have to spend some money on him because I have been the crappiest husband all year, and she deserves something better. And so I will buy her an overpriced teddy bear. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Made out of gold.
Nobody goes into the Hallmark stores like, oh, I bet I can find something great for my wife at Hallmark stores. No, you can think of every other store in the mall. You probably could have been married to your wife for 50 years, be in your 80s, and probably come up with something better from Hot Topic.
Right?
Before you get to the Hallmark store.
There's those stores that exist where you're just walking around at the mall, or it's in the outdoor mall where you're eating food. And you see, you're just like, oh, hey, I'm going to, oh, cool. There's something they might have. I'm just going to go check it out. Never done that to a Hallmark store.
No, because a Hallmark store, it's like Radio Shack. Nobody goes into Radio Shack to browse. Radio Shack is, I need this special battery for like my car remote. And I don't know anyone else who have it but Radio Shack. Or I'm trying to hook up my TV, and I don't want to drive all the way to Best Buy. Plus, Best Buy will rip me off. I'll just go to Radio Shack and get the weird cable I need. But it's something when you have a specific purpose, you go there and you leave. You know, Hallmark stores the same way. It's like, oh, crap, I need a card. And I need some little knickknack to go with the card. Hallmark store. Excuse me.
He know what he's doing. I mean, look like he know what he's doing. Not first time, probably.
Nuri Hassan has owned the family business for some 30 years now. He says the crooks worked as a team. Four young men complete with...
One guy smashed while the other guy grabbed. I don't know.
Teamwork.
A lookout and a driver.
Maybe they come before. I'm sure that regular customer, they know
You got to do your homework.
You
want to pull off a good heist, you got to do your homework.
Well, smash and grab is a little bit brazen and risky while the mall is open, but it looks like they came in while the store was closed.
Gold chain.
No, that instant, I take that back. Instant happened at 2 p.m. That is pretty brazen.
That's a hot hour for the Hallmark store.
That or Hallmark closes at 1, you know.
Jewelry, a bulk of it snatched in this in-and-out
space. There we go.
Cameras.
There we go. There's jewelry at the Hallmark store. Looks like a lot of crosses, you know. Yes, no. If you're Cuban and you're like, hey, I'm making it in America, man. And what better way to say you've made it in America than a, you know, gold plated cross from Hallmark?
Can you imagine me with the cross?
Casually walking out of the store with a bag in hand and their pockets full, their getaway car is in place and they all get in, possibly a black Nissan Altima.
And the best part, they got a whole bunch of gold plated rosary beads. So when they have to go to confession, you know, it's like, well, which one am I going to use? I got a whole pocket full of them.
Right? Just use them all. Don't wear them, but use them all.
Nissan says this is a big blow. Up to 150 grand worth is gone.
They cleaned it all out. I mean, the before and after photo, there's no jewelry left in that store. Which, honestly, who buys jewelry at a Hallmark store?
Not this guy.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's why he had so much inventory. He's been sitting there for 10 years.
He's been hanging out. Look, that guy, the owner was like, I'm just investing so hard. I'm going to have all the jewelry when the jewelry market crashes. I don't know.
Or he got, it was so high, you know, high markup where he's like, hey, I went to auction. I bought all of this for like $60 and I'll sell it for $150,000. So he's like, all right, you know, it's not a bad deal.
Like, I'll wait. Yeah. Someone will be in that much trouble with their wife or their side chick.
Oh, what did you do? Oh, she's going to be mad about that. But hey, I got a way to fix it.
Did you crack a gravy boat? Oh, dude, you're going to need something good.
This solid gold crucifix is, there's no better way to tell your devout Catholic wife that you love her than this solid gold crucifix. And I'll let you have it today for $850. That's, yeah.
End of the day, he says he's thankful for one thing.
All I said, nobody got hurt.
No, he's thankful for insurance.
That's what it was. No one got hurt, and also they were all completely insured, and he's going to get a whole bunch of money.
Exactly. It's like, hey, man, I can't sell this stuff, so, you know, having it stolen is kind of like selling it all to the insurance company.
Do you think it was an inside job?
Now, hey, that's an interesting question. I'm gonna,
it's a Hallmark store. That stuff wasn't going to sell ever.
Yeah, I was like, you know, we were going down, you know, we were going to be the next Mervyn's. So we just had the guy come in and can you imagine being the manager of a Mervyn's and being like, oh, man, we are going under. And then having somebody come in with like Uzis and steal all the clothes.
Right. Like,
dear insurance company, 100% of our inventory was stolen, even the stuff in the back. Could you please write us a big check for a couple million? Thanks. So, Mervyn's.
Thanks. Sincerely, the last Mervyn's.
Money cannot place it. It's not a big deal. Just nobody got hurt.
That's true.
And employees who were too scared to go on camera who were there, they believe at least one of those suspects was armed with a gun. If you think you know anything about this crime, you're encouraged to call Fort Lauderdale Police. For now, we're live in Fort Lauderdale. I'm Andrew Perez.
Should I get on the phone and say, yeah, I know something about it. I was just watching the news and I heard this crime happened. And they said if I knew anything about it, I should call you. You know, it's kind of.
I think they would just kill you. I think they'd be like, get a, what was it called? A Batarang and just put it into his house, the whole thing.
Took a Batarang right into the Hallmark store. 323-920-9590. Let's go to the calls here. Hi, who's this?
You know what the best part about visiting White Chimney is?
What? Kind of cathartic enjoyment of watching something implode and feeling superior by comparison of like, well, I mean, you know, my life.
I outlived YTMND. It's not dead yet. But
exactly.
I'm safe to say.
You know, it's like, well, hey, you know, YTMND was this great big site and it's on life support in the hospital as opposed to me. I'm walking around with just, you know, minor to moderate health issues, but nothing to put me in the hospital. So
I'm just walking around with a negative net worth.
Exactly. Look how much more superior I am than YTMND.
It's being able to eat poop while you visit YTMND.
Oh, this sounds like a regular poster. That's even a little bit highbrow for the kind of posting that happens right now. Being able to eat poop while you visit YTMND.
Now, is this a metaphor or is it literal?
It has to be a metaphor because I'm not a medical expert, so I can't advise this good gentleman about his dieting options, but I really think that that's not a sustainable option if he wants to stay alive. You know, the kidneys kick that stuff out only once or twice, and if you keep putting it back in there, your kidneys will just give up and you'll die.
You'll die.
And paralysis, all of them. Eating poop has never been as great as when you go to whitechimney.com.
Okay. So what could that possibly mean?
YouTube poop?
Well, okay. No, I could roll with that. YouTube poop, in a lot of ways, is the spiritual successor to YTMND and offers a much broader ability of humor and, you know. It's what I moved on to when I gave up with YTMND. As I said, why am I wasting my time with a little 10-second GIF when I could actually be making a full video, making fun of an entire movie, you know? But I don't know.
I like how you did an actual, like, an academic explanation of YTMND to something that is less garbage.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, still called YouTube poop. And if people can lay off the stupid Mama Luigi jokes, it could actually be a pretty good genre. But all right, next call, 323-920-9590, heading out to the Rocky Mountains. Hi, who's this?
I just saw the YTMND House Mafia remix. My name's Tyler.
Oh, cool. Yes. We made a special Radio Citrus YTMND House Mafia remix, as he said. In fact, I can
admit. What do you import, Brian Pepper?
Yeah, air horn, you know, it's a definite must.
To be fair, it's the remix YTMND deserves, not the one it needs. But who cares? Let's party! Riggity, riggity, Rexon! So classic! So classic! So classic!
We just had a baby.
Oh, yeah, so you're looking for a sports car.
Oh, baby!
Oh, baby. I gotta have that.
Oprah wants to sing along, too.
Don't stop the beat! Don't stop the beat!
Well, I'm gonna anyway, because I'm rich, rich, rich!
It's like a friggin' gaseous mix or something.
You better believe it.
What's wrong with my chicken? Heartbreak!
Shut up, Steadman.
Oh, baby. I won't.
There was a time.
I'm for you.
Oprah lost her very last dime.
Remix YTMND deserves, not the one it needs.
And Oprah say, don't you worry now.
Don't you think that's ready to start thumping in the clubs?
I don't know how to feel about that. But I think
it's the remix YTMND deserves, not the one it needs.
Or the one it enjoys. But still, that's the point. And I love it. And it was interesting to see the parts of, or to hear the parts of that that were you putting your own voice in there and tweaking stuff and going in there, it's great.
Well,
At one point, I think four of you were talking.
Well, how I do Oprah is I take this kind of gravelly voice like, there was a time, and then I speed it up, and then it turns into,
there was a time.
It just sounds really bad. So you have a little bit of fun with stuff like that in Adobe Audition or Audacity or, you know.
Whatever you're into.
Yeah.
I found it through a Reddit thread. And I'm this
what?
Boss.
Whoa! Yes!
What?
Yay! We have ventured outside of YTMND, and we have a new listener. This is fantastic. Congratulations. This bag of jelly beans is yours, man.
Probably not jelly beans. We'll probably just send you bumble beans if you've never heard of that. You can get it at Winco. At least I think you can. It's the jelly beans that got all lumpy or stuck together. They're the same, like,
are they
jelly
belly
jelly beans, but they're, like, significantly cheaper.
Oh, dude, I got to get over to Winco and check those out. I've been buying these at the gas station.
Yeah, no, man. You can get bags and pounds of it for wicked cheap.
Diabetes, made possible by Winco. Yes. But, hey, this is fantastic. We have ventured out to Reddit, which is a way more promising venue.
It was absolutely hilarious how there's self-help people out there, and they're making fun of for a little bit, and like, what would they do? They've come from not having money, but what would they do again if they went back to having no money? Like, would they still be as happy and as helping as they are?
Makes a good point. So people who are successful once, just once, think, okay, I'll write this book, and this book will explain how everybody else can solve their problem too, right? And so if that person lost their money, would their own book be able to give them good advice to get back to where they were?
You want to hear it?
Oh, definitely. What are you calling it?
Wish it, want it, do it. Love it. Thanks.
Does the snake eating its tail live on?
Depends how hungry it is.
I don't know. It was quite funny. I gave the number a call. Oh, well. I'll catch y'all later.
Fantastic, dude. Thank you so much for calling in. Yeah, so,
was his name Tyler?
Tyler. Tyler out of the Rocky Mountains.
Well done, Tyler. Yeah. Tyler, tell your friends about us.
I didn't know they had steamboats in Colorado, but apparently they do. But to answer Tyler's question, no, I think most people who have a self-help book give crappy advice because you only, YOLO, you only go through life once. And it's like being, I'm 30 now. I'm still single. And, you know, I'm trying to get back in a committed relationship with, you know, find some girl who's not crazy. People, especially older people, people in their 50s and 60s, come and give advice of what worked in 1979. And they give the advice of what worked for them. You know, I had a buddy who was in a similar situation. His parents met at a dance. And they're like, well, you just need to go to a dance. And I have to explain.
Where are dances?
It's not 1974 anymore. Dances are clubs. And
mean ecstasy. And unless you're into that, that's a terrible way to meet someone.
Well, plus it's like, you know, how did you meet? Oh, we were both high on E. And when we were totally tripping out, we just kind of woke up in the same place. And she just never went home. And now she's your mother. And somewhere along the way, we got married or whatever.
Thanks, MDMA.
Yay, committed relationship. So it's the same with people who are like, you know, how did I make $1 million? Well,
$1 million.
Well, a million people paid me $1 to find out how I made $1 million, you know.
So, wait a minute.
There you go. It's kind of a Ponzi scheme. All right, 323-920-9590. One more call here going to the Pacific Northwest. Hi, who's this?
Yes, I'm going to say something to the people of the radios forever.
Yes.
94.7 air.
94.7?
I am in Jewish. You're not
bad. Yeah, I think they got us mixed up. Don't get me wrong, 94.7 is a sweet station out of Portland. 94.7 KNRK, Alternative Portland. It's great. We aren't 94.7. I mean, I could pretend to be, I suppose. What would 94.7 play? Like, Empire of the Sun, you know. 94.7, Alternative Portland. I missed the post on that. 94.7, Alternative Portland. Talking on a dream. I mean, you can just see the plastic glasses on the guy's face, you know?
Yes. Actually, I can feel them transferring to my face by listening.
Like a wool sweater, you know? We are always running for the thrill of it, thrill of it. Always pushing up the hill, searching for the thrill of it. All and stop by Whole Foods on their way home, you know.
Trader Joe's, because it's good.
Yeah, well, and they're poor. So, you know,
they're poor.
Okay, 323-920-9590. When we come back, we'll tell you about, how crappy blind dates are. We don't need to tell you. Let's all gather here in the bar and complain about women.
These are stories that we haven't told each other, so this is...
It'll be fantastic. So.
This is for us, not for you, but you guys can enjoy it.
And if you got a good story, 323-920-9590, we'll pull the bar stool out again next episode, talk more. It's Radio Citrus on Q959 FM.
This is Radio Citrus.
Wait. Don't go.
Q959 FM.
We'll be right back.
This episode is made possible in part by the Hoity Toity in-home personal porcelain human waste removal systems for rich people.
Has this ever happened to you? You're hammered on a Saturday night, driving home from the club with a taxi, young lady in the front seat and two in the back, and you pull over and stop in your car.
Sir, have you been drinking this evening?
Wait! Before you get home in jail, let the drunk jack drive you home with no hassle. Hi, Billy Mays here for the drunk jack. The most convenient hands-free device for any impaired driving guaranteed. If you're drunk enough to drive, you're drunk enough to jack it, watch this. Plug it into any phone and you're ready to go. The drunk jack transmits Billy Mays through the speakers in your car. Instead of hearing music, you hear Billy Mays, who will help you drive home.
Turn right. Your mother, right?
That's the sound of safety. Drinking and driving is safe and way more fun for your entire family. But in some states, it's illegal. But in my car, I say it's legal because I use the drunk jack and it works. Hi, it's Billy.
Hey, Billy, it's Carla. Are you okay?
It's legal.
Okay.
So maybe you had a drink or two. Just jack it. Maybe you had 19. Hey, we all make mistakes. Call now. We can help.
Not doing laundry with Radio Citrus. Aw, crap. I washed my tuxedo.
Nothing like some 80s butt rock to talk about women and their problems.
Wait, so why is it called butt rock? Where does that come from?
Hair metal, but, you know, it is a euphemism for this kind of, like, really heavy 80s rock. But none of it, while all of it was loud, none of it was really, and it's likable, but it wasn't that good artistically. It's just loud.
Yeah.
You know, loud guitars screaming and big hair to make up for the fact that it's butt rock. You know, it's kind of...
It's butt.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
It's okay. It's, I mean, you can sit on it, but, you know, fat people, you know, that sort of thing.
Fat people. That's a great way to end that sentence.
So, talking about dating, speaking of fat people, no. that happens far too often with a setup. It seems like one of two things happens. You meet the girl and you're like, wow, she's pretty. But then you immediately think, okay, well, then what's wrong with her? Because, you know, pretty girls...
Hot crazy scale.
Yeah, they get eaten like a, you know, popcorn in a movie theater. Man, they're just gobbled right up, you know? But, or they're fat, you know, because they ate too much popcorn at a movie theater.
Because they were the ones eating the popcorn.
Yeah, you know.
At said movie theater. We're in a situation, we're single, or I guess we're not supposed to like it, but we do, but... Like,
well, it's yes, owner of a lonely heart, much better than the owner of a broken heart, owner of a lonely heart, you know.
I don't know about you, but, like, all of the not single people in my life feel this strange parental need to, like, pair me up.
People, we become loyal to what we're doing, and we like to have other people join in. So as your friends start marrying off, they want you to marry as well. I don't know why. It's misery loves company, I guess.
Maybe.
And so people want to set you up with people that they want to go out with, and that varies from fantastic to just downright dreadful, depending on the situation.
And so I've seen it result... In a number of ways. Either your friend, close or not, your friend likes this person,
uh-huh.
Okay? And they pair you, and they like you, because you're there.
And wouldn't it be great if they got married, because then I get to hang out with both of them all the time?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. Or it comes from family members whose only concern is that I be paired up. So if they are an unpaired female, therefore they are wonderful and I should be paired up with them.
Well, he is a boy and she is a girl. Could I make it any more logical?
No, obvious is the
any
word.
More obvious? Yes.
Any more obvious. It's called it has 8 in the 8. SK8 or boy. No, he was a skater boy.
He was a skater boy. She said, see you later, boy. He wasn't good enough for her.
Yes.
She had a pretty face, but her head was up in space. She needed to come back down to Earth. 5 years from now, she sits at home alone feeding the baby, because there's nothing worse that could happen to a woman than, you know, fulfilling her biological programming. But she's all alone.
But I think the assumption
is... So what'd you do? She have a baby out of wedlock? Is that the skater boy's baby? What's that?
No. That's some other guy's baby.
Okay.
That was the guy, we're assuming, the guy that she... ditched Skater Boy for. So now Skater Boy is...
So she went out with somebody worse than Skater Boy because now she's all alone?
Indeed. She wasn't thinking ahead.
Okay. Then she turns on the TV and guess who she sees?
Skater Boy rocking on MTV.
Yeah, which begs the question, if you're now a mother, you know, the five-year-old child, why are you watching MTV?
The reason why we brought this up is you just went on a blind date.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. Wasn't amazing.
As opposed to other ones in the past.
As opposed to other ones when you meet them and you're like, ugh, which is statistically what's most likely to happen. Sorry to break the news to you.
No go. So a lot of it just depends on the quality of the lead. And frankly, yeah.
Like, these girls should have checked themselves before they Shrek'd themselves. Like, no.
Oh, burn. 9 tips of do's and don'ts if you're on a date with anybody. And let's see how many of these I've broken. Number 1, expect her to pay. You ever broken that one?
No, I never expect her to pay. What I'll do is I will, in the text, hey, do you mind if I pay? Because I'm willing to pay on the first one.
Yeah.
That's not a huge deal. I don't leave it up to whatever, because I've been on dates with girls who are like, no, we'll split it. And that's very polite of them. I like it when they do that. I appreciate it. I don't mind paying, though. But I know some girls get really stressed out by that. So, like, this last one that I did, made sure when I sent the, like, hey, you know, let's go grab a bite here. Do you mind if I pay? And she really liked that.
I got set up on a blind date with a girl in L.A. who we just didn't connect at all. And it comes time for the check, and... I'm ashamed to admit. I'm just like, I'm not connecting with this girl, you know. And so they said, "Oh, do you want to split the check?" And I just looked at her. I said, "No, do you mind?"
you cold warred her. You didn't. You're just like, I'm gonna wait till you make a move.
I paid for all the parking at the beach. I paid for the gas to drive around. And of course, that was the beginning of the date. As I just drove around and like showed her like a neighborhood by LAX airport that they'd torn down for noise abatement reasons, and you know. I mean, it was a great date for me, and if I'd gone all by myself, it probably would have been about the same. Number 2, take her somewhere super expensive.
I have done expensive dates, but never on a blind date. Like, on a blind date, I'll go to, like, Wendy's and get a Frosty, or, yeah. You know. Wait, I'll make it cheap. I'll make it, you know, enjoyable by default.
Well, I mean, effectively the meat for coffee kind of idea that you'd want to make it fast and cheap and casual, arrive in separate cars. Yeah, I kind of have over-invested on dates before where it was like a blind date. We went for a sit-down dinner, you know. And that's an hour and a half commitment that, you know, if we're not connecting. We're both kind of stuck, you know. Grilling her with questions.
You know, people say this is a mistake. I say, no, this is not a mistake. Oh, wait, you're vegan? Sorry, out.
So, baby, how many kids do you want to have?
Some people would say, like, don't ask that question. Nah, ask it. If it's important to you, ask it.
Yeah, but you don't want to scare the girl off. I mean, it's
yes,
like...
But think about it.
We could start making one of those babies right now. Winky, winky.
Dinner and a movie. Yeah, I made this mistake.
And now, see, I've heard the way to get around this is movie and dinner, or do an actual date. As in,
a first date, you got to go back to that idea of effectively grabbing a coffee. You know, keep it simple.
Definitely.
And especially on a blind date. And that was my promise. There's a girl I liked her a lot. And so I took her, when I finally asked her out, I did dinner and movie, because I figured, you know, that's what you do.
That's what you do.
I dumped all this money into her, and then she didn't want to go out after that.
If you're going to do dinner and movie, do movie and dinner. That way you see the movie, then you have something to chat about.
Arguing about facts or logic.
That's vague.
Or like diving into like global warming.
No, do that.
Really? On a first blind date?
Here's why. I kind of demand that, you know, if I'm going to find someone to pair up with, they got to have a brain. We don't have to talk about global warming, you know, for the entire night, but just like, you know, let's play ball for a little bit. Let's play a little tennis. I'll hit global warming at you. Hit that back for a little while.
Bragging about yourself.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
But the thing is, isn't the guys who get the hot chicks, aren't they ones like, hey, baby, yeah, I've been working out. I've been blasting my glutes.
Here's the thing I've learned about that. As much as I may think they're awesome or nice or someone worth dating, fact is, they're going for guys like that. And any time that I have bided my time and waited to get a hold of that girl.
But those are the hot girls.
Hot girls, we have problems too.
Hot girls have problems too. They're just like us, except they're hot.
It's entirely factual.
Yeah, you know? So
it's a moot point, but it's entirely factual.
So maybe I just need to walk up to these girls and be like, oh, yeah, I just got back out of a big stock meeting where I did lots of business and made money on my way to the gym where I blasted 270s.
You just reminded me of that picture of the guy who's like, that meme picture of the guy's like, yes, business.
Number 8, being negative.
About what?
Oh, man. At least you're hot. My ex-girlfriend, she used to be hot.
Oh,
till
no,
she
see,
turned
that
into real.
Don't talk about your exes.
Yeah, you know, but you know, like, oh, yeah, my job sucks. I hate my boss so much. I thought you said you're self-employed. I know my boss sucks so much. I've made that mistake before. I've had a bad day, and I went out on a date, and I just like, how was your day? Like, honestly, not great.
But see, here's the thing. Okay, so I'm noticing a trend in these questioning, right, or in the tips. The ideas of these tips are how to make the first blind date go well. Okay, that's what they're going for. My theory on this is a blind date is how to find out if someone is worth pairing up with. And you know what? If you go on a blind date with someone and you say, you know what? I had a crappy day. Here's why today was crappy, 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 crappy. If they can play off of that and accept it and work with it, you know what that is? Someone you can pair up with. If it's someone who you're just like, who's just like, you're all negative. I can't handle this. You know what? That person's weak and don't pair up with them.
My baby and I have an understanding. I dump all my problems with her and she takes it.
As long as that's agreed upon, that's healthy.
That's not healthy. It's a one-way street. Number 9. Oh, I made this mistake tonight. Making a second date on the date.
Yeah, I don't know.
But it's easier. I was just like, oh, crap. I don't want to. Well, I didn't set a date, but I told her, I was like, ah, you know, you're fun to talk to. It's like, shoot me a text on Tuesday. We'll work something out. Meet
you
up
know what?
Next
that's
week.
Fine. That's fine.
That was okay. Yeah, like I didn't pin her down to a specific day.
Exactly. But because like, I think part of it is, since you are face to face, don't say, "Hey, what are you doing Friday? I want to go see Mad Max: Fury Road."
Yeah,
like don't do that. But just be like, "Hey."
By the way, that should be number 10. Don't take your date to go see Mad Max. Like,
hey,
that's,
you know what? That movie was great.
Like, see it. How would you feel if she wanted to take you out to see, like, I don't know. You've got mail too. Like,
you've got mail too. Yeah, I'd just be like, nah, I don't need to see a movie that'll pay for more of Meg Ryan's plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Boom! My blind date last week.
Yeah.
Here's what I said. Hey, I had fun. I would like to do something like this again. Boom. Left it at that. Said, hey, I would like to do something. No pressure.
323-920-9590. We'll get you on the podcast for the next time. It's Radio Citrus on Q959 FM.
Thanks, Tyler.
Radio Citrus is a production of Q959FM.com. Copyright 2015. No rights reserved. Steal unto others as you'd have them steal unto you. You ain't gotta like it, 'cause the hood don't love it.